here's a story from The World.
Remain in Mexico may be reinstated. That is the controversial Trump-era immigration policy that requires people who are asking for asylum in the U.S. to wait in Mexico for their claims to be processed. The U.S. Supreme Court this week told the Biden White House that their attempt to rescind the policy violates federal law. The Mexican government has something to say about it, too.
El fallo de la Suprema Corte de los Estados Unidos no tiene una implicación.
That's Roberto Velasco, a senior foreign affairs official in Mexico City. He's saying Mexico will exercise sovereignty in designing its own immigration practices. Meanwhile, on the other side of Mexico, on its southern border, a migration crisis is brewing. Mexican authorities are pushing hundreds of Central American migrants back every day into a rural border outpost in Guatemala. The World's Jorge Valencia reports.
The town of El Ceibo in Guatemala is a little speck on the map. It's basically a few stores catering to locals crossing the border, surrounded by marshland and hills. And it's been crowded over the past month with the arrival of busloads of people being expelled from Mexico. A man pushes a cart to sell phone chargers to a line of people who just got off a Mexican immigration bus. Guatemalan officials greet them. A woman from the Red Cross wears a surgical mask and a face shield.
And she is dialing phone numbers for people and then handing them a headset so that they can speak.
This is what it looks like when the Mexican government drops off people from all over Central America on the edge of Guatemala. 9 busloads arrived in one afternoon this week. I spoke with about 24 people stepping off the buses. They said they were detained by immigration officials in the U.S. or Mexico and swiftly removed without any opportunity to petition for legal entry or asylum. Walter Vides is a salesman from Honduras, and he says Mexican immigration officials told him they were deporting him to his native country. This is common procedure. But he says he and everyone on his bus realized they were being dropped off in rural Guatemala only when they saw a border sign. Vides says he's angry because he hasn't eaten in the 24 hours since he was detained and because he doesn't have any money to buy food. He says he's migrating because he can't find work. Honduras is a desperately poor country. Marvin Reyes from neighboring Nicaragua says he's fleeing persecution.
Okay, el motivo de mi salida de Nicaragua fue porque tenemos un problema sociopolítico en Nicaragua con el.
Reyes says Nicaragua has a social political problem. Human rights organizations have documented the systematic persecution of opposition leaders there. Reyes says authorities threatened him after he and several family members participated in anti-government protests.
Me vale más irme con todo el miedo a otro país antes que quedarme aquí.
Vides and Reyes's experience are representative of many migrant stories here in El Ceibo, and their personal challenges with poverty or persecution are symptomatic of the reality across much of Central America. Another experience many migrants talk about is having been extorted along their journey. Ezequiel Tercero is an electrician from Honduras.
De pronto me encontré con una persona ahí nativa y me ofreció trabajo.
Tercero says he was walking across El Salvador when the owner of a hardware store offered him work. He says he worked there for 2 weeks and used his earnings to keep traveling. Once he got to Guatemala, his money was gone in about 6 hours.
Policía, militares, la guardia, todo el mundo quiere su parte.
Y usted, the police, the military, the National Guard, everyone wants their part, Tercero says. And if you don't give them cold, hard cash, he says, they'll deport you. That eventually happened to him anyway when he got to Mexico. And that's what Maria Magdalena Hernandez says happened to her when she reached McAllen, Texas.
In Estados Unidos?
Sí, sí, adentro, Estados Unidos.
Hernandez is a 20-year-old from rural Jocotan in Guatemala. She's traveling with her 18-month-old son in her arms.
Pues nosotros le dijimos que nosotros somos pobres, como realmente hicimos la verdad.
Hernandez says she told officials in the U.S. and Mexico the truth, that she's poor and she's looking for a better life for her son. She says U.S. immigration officials told her to take a shower and then put her on a plane to the southern Mexican city of Villahermosa. Mexican officials there put her on a bus to the border 4 hours south. Some of the migrants here in El Ceibo tell me now they're going back to their country of origin. Others say that's not an option.
para cualquier lado está difícil, pues la espada y la pared, pues hay que rifárselas por una.
Walter Vides, the salesman from Honduras, says he's between a rock and a hard place. As soon as he can, he'll try traveling north again. For The World, I'm Jorge Valencia in El Ceibo, Guatemala.